meat, veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Welcome back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beef Stew Podcast.
So, why are you so sore?
Because we've been hitting the weights.
My arms feel like spaghetti.
My titties hurt.
My titties hurt, too. I'm just in constant pain when I'm hitting the rocks. You know, if you want to be on that Sigma grind set, if you want to be a true alpha, you got to follow the three rules. What's rule number one?
Hate women.
Rule number two?
Love dudes.
And rule number... And rule number three, always be on the grind set.
Yeah. Always be a psychopath that records your home gym. And
let's keep it. The Sigma grind.
TN?
Yeah. Kiko! Chosu! Can we do this first segment talking about our gym experience as the true Sigma males we are? You put on your Sigma male voice?
Yes, Chris.
As an alpha male who hits the gym twice a week, one time.
It would be a shame for a man to not live up to his full potential as a man and have awesome, sick muscles.
My butt cheeks have been flexed the entire time.
If your ass doesn't sweat enough for you to have goose butter and a rash after you walk, then you are not a man.
I suck the sweat back up into my body and use it as the nutrients as a Sigma male would do. You know, my T levels have been pretty high. I boost my testosterone.
Just
I see the little
all those hot, sweaty men in the gym.
I see those little puppies trying to lift their weights, and I go to those little puppies. I say, "Let the big dogs take over."
I go up to those puppies, and I say, "Rawr, rawr, 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 rawr."
I go to the little puppies at the gym and I say, "Hey, let the big boys handle this. You take your ass and you go back to the Stairmaster with all the other puppies. Let's go. We're going to hit the weights to do a bench press. How many bench presses have we done, Alec?"
"Enough to buy a Bugatti."
"We haven't done one bench press because I don't know how to spot and I don't know how the machine works. Because again, I'm a Sigma. And what do we hit as a Sigma? We hit those arm pull downs."
"Yeah.
Because that's the technical term for it. I am 100% certain. Anyone who says otherwise, they're not even hitting the gym."
"We hit the treadmill for 30 minutes.
Got winded."
"Yeah, my calf muscle got tight.
Ow.
So I took a break. Ow, my calf. Ow."
"No, I'm just trying to lose my big old fat gut."
"Me too.
Trying to get rid of my belly.
I don't even really care about muscles. I just want to cut the fat down." What are your goals in the gym, Chris?
My goals is if Hannah wants to do something physical, I don't get winded in 30 minutes. That's my goals with the gym. And so far, I've been able to hit a hard 40 to 50 without getting absolutely winded.
See, that's the same for me, but I just need to keep up with my kid.
Yeah, you have a child.
Yep.
That's topic one. Under wraps. Yeah.
Oh.
It's all I want to talk about. We don't know much about the gym.
Did you hear?
Breaking.
This is a E1999er. We got him, boys. Lock him up. Trump has been indicted.
What's that mean? You didn't look it up before we did.
I don't know what it means. but it happened today.
I'm going to put big silly music if that doesn't mean he got arrested. Because I know that's what you're assuming and that's what I think too. That shows how smart we are to be talking about this, that we don't know what indicting means. So everyone that's listening to this, just laugh at us in this section. If he does get arrested, I don't think it'll stick. You said that earlier.
That's more of what I wanted to talk about. I don't know politics, but wouldn't it be funny if he did get arrested?
I just want to see the photos. Like those AI photos that were circulating were so funny. Him being like taken to the ground.
Yeah. It had to get flagged on Twitter because everyone thought it was real.
It's just so funny. It's funny to see like famous people in general get arrested. Because yeah. You know that mugshot's going to be crazy. Speaking of the presidents, I have been seeing these AI voices of them talking. Everyone knows about those. The Call of Duty stuff where they're saying things. But I have also found them singing songs, which is incredible. That's my favorite thing. I know that's like not good for the music industry because you'll start seeing people.
I saw a song today somebody put up of Jay-Z.
Just singing?
Yeah, Marques Brownlee, actually. Marques Brownlee.
And Marques Brownlee.
Marques Brownlee.
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Anyways.
Yeah, he retweeted it. And you know what? I think that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back for this whole AI shit. Like, once it gets to the music industry, I think people are going to stop fucking around.
It's pretty fluid. I mean, you can tell in certain spots where it's definitely, like, not them actually singing it.
That Jay-Z one was incredible.
It's pretty crisp. Like, I don't know what the solution is. Because, yeah, you take any artist you want. I don't know how they're doing it. My guess would be that it's like, it has the words. Each word has its own key. So it's like you just plug and play with whatever celebrity has enough audio out there. Because that's what's crazy is with the presence thing, they don't sing. So it's like you'll start seeing, like, other celebrity voices. What's cool, though, is you can use that. Just to be curious what people sound like when they sing, if they were to sing well. I bet Masked Singer uses that. Because right now, Masked Singer has these celebrities go on and they're doing whatever. Man, this topic's kind of wild. It's like all over the place, side note. Yeah, but who cares? Anyways, Masked Singer has like these celebrities who sing poorly, and the guessing game is figuring out who they are. But if you have the AI, they never have to sing. You just have plug their voice into it. There it goes.
Isn't the whole thing supposed to be like a cover, though?
It is. Yeah. What gets dangerous, though, is there when you start doing it to celebrities who would potentially release those songs themselves. So, like, if I'm... like Taylor Swift Slipknot covers, right, where it's Taylor Swift covering Slipknot. If you do that and you release it and sell it, that's such a gray area, isn't it? Because it's two people that you're kind of ripping off.
It's almost kind of like when people are ripping off artists, but nobody seemed to really care then.
Well, and original songs would be next, right?
Yeah.
Because you get an AI to write a Mumford & Sons thesaurus piece. And then you plug whoever celebrity you want. Don't even market it's that celebrity. Just say, this is my stuff. I sung this. People could fake really easily.
Speaking of Marcus Mumford.
Go for it.
Did you see that tweet I sent you?
Yeah, where they were playing together.
Yeah.
If that happens at my concert, I'll be disappointed.
I was going to wonder about that. Bro, can't we just know peace, Chris?
You know what? You send me three of the best. Three of the songs at the best. If they're good, I'll drop Mumford & Sons? Yeah, I'll drop it.
Ooh.
I'd say if you could give me 3 to 5 songs that are good.
3 to 5?
3 to 5 that are good.
Okay.
I'll drop it.
Because
I feel like it's unfair to judge a band off their lows.
Does it have to be Mumford & Sons or just Marcus Mumford?
I guess it doesn't matter.
Because he's the lyricist.
Preferably if it's got banjo in it, because that's what you're trying to prove to me.
I was about
right
to
now.
Say, that's your problem. Like, your problem is
I hate the
lyrics.
Lyrics and the aesthetic.
But the
yeah.
music is good.
If you show me three, I'll say yes, that is. You're right.
Okay. Also, breaking news that happened today, this Thursday. This is going to come out 5 days later. E3 is officially canceled.
I knew it was going that way.
That's sad.
Summer Game Fest will replace it in the best way. It'll be...
I saw Jeff Keighley post something like that.
Yeah, he was like, I went to the first one, like, reminiscing. It's like, I think E3's problem is everyone was doing their own separate thing. And then it gets tough when, like, Sony doesn't have enough to show, so their conference is lame.
Yeah.
Like, the last one they did was lame. Because it was just the interviews and a little bit of gameplay from different things.
It's just sad to see it go. Because that's like a yearly staple.
To me, the Game Awards thing, if you took out the awards, I feel like is what you're going to get. Just trailers for new games from all different companies. I hope everyone gets on board, and I don't think they will, which is the detriment of Summer Game Fest. Like, there's this rumored Sony big conference coming up. Like, that's going to announce Spider-Man's date and a bunch of new stuff they're working on. Probably when they'll release the factions release date, stuff like that. But it would be cool if instead of that, they took what they had, gave it to Jeff Keighley for his conference. Nintendo does the same thing. They just give whatever big games they're going to announce, give it to Jeff Keighley for his conference. You get all eyes on this one thing that's like heavy hitters. You can have pre-shows that are like the indie games or the smaller games, but even some indie games are now like the big guns.
Yeah.
Like, so if you can condense it into this one thing everybody watches in this one day, I think Game Fest could be cool. I just don't know if they will. And if Summer Game Fest dies, then I think all of that whole thing is just done.
Jeff Keighley's got some good ideas. I think he knows what he's doing.
I think that's what he's wanting to do.
Yeah.
Because they do that for the Game Awards. Like, all three of the big guys come together and do the thing. It's just they give awards out, too. It's just in the summer, you could have the same thing just without the awards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did that, too, maybe you could focus more on the awards at the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe call it something other than Summer Game Fest, too.
Yeah.
Like,
just Game Fest.
I would name it Keighley's something. Because he's Keighley's worked so Game hard. Fest? Yeah, something. Yeah. Or like Jeff Keighley's Game Conference. Something like the Oscars, where it's like the people who come up with it get their name in the title.
Yeah.
Like,
you got a Keighley.
Yeah, GK something. I don't know. Just name it something better to where it's like it could also maybe happen in the fall if, like, things lined up. It takes less pressure off on everyone individually, mm-hmm. but it, at the same time, does kind of pressure people to, like, we got to announce something. Keep people interested in your brand.
Right.
It's just, I guess the problem is, like, you're kind of forcing everyone to release their stuff in the fall. Like, it's more pressure to not release at the beginning of the year because you want to have that big trailer moment. And then it would be interesting because then it's like who's fighting for the standout from the show.
Right.
Like Spider-Man 2, could it get overshadowed by something Nintendo related or vice versa?
We're about to have a big year too.
This is like a big year.
This, whatever game conference happens this summer is going to be a big one.
It's still, I think a lot of stuff's still going to happen separate. I think Nintendo will have their September Direct and nothing in the summer. PlayStation's thing is probably going to happen in May or maybe even April, but I guess would be May or June. Then Summer Game Fest. I think Xbox will do their own showcase as well. But I think there's a lot coming out this year that we don't know about. I think people are trying to get release dates.
Keep it secret like Jedi.
Yeah, well, I think a big complaint is like crunch time. And to avoid crunch time, stop announcing your release date when you're super not confident.
Yeah. Chris, we had your bachelor party over the weekend.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You really misdirected me. I kind of liked the surprise, though.
Yeah.
One thing I found is I am a cigar guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really like cigars. I am only going to smoke them at that place, though. I feel like it's a special occasion kind of thing.
You're not going to smoke one on your wedding day? Like at the
maybe.
End?
Maybe I might do one at the wedding day. But beyond that, yeah, no, I just want to keep it to that place. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. And I got a house myself. Working on that. So, moving
that,
up.
That wasn't part of your bachelor's party, though.
No, it wasn't. But, like, it's things that are happening. Bing, bang, boom.
What was your favorite part about your bachelor's party?
My favorite part, honestly, that whole midday section. So we watched Shazam.
Mm-hmm. Shazam 2.
Shazam 2, yes. Which we'll get into that here in a second. Shazam 2, the cigar bar, and then the scooters was super fun. The other stuff was fun, too. It's just that was like, that was peak. Oh, and the pub.
Nine Irish.
Yeah.
Could find a nice pub. Sit down.
We did find a nice pub. Oh, my God, dude.
Have
chicken
some drinks
wings.
And some wings.
I'm a wing king, man. That's my favorite food,
I think.
Can
we just address how much of a little bitch you were when I said I wanted to find a nice pub
and sit down and relax. And then we finally take you to a pub, and you're like, you know what, Alec? Pubs aren't so bad, huh?
Hey, what did I do this morning?
You apologize.
I did apologize.
But I needed to let the internet know, too.
It's just the way you say things sometimes. Just.
But do you understand why I said it that way? Because pubs are the fucking shit. It's not a bar. It's different.
A nice pub. You said it the way that, like,
I
want to
find a nice pub, sit down, have a beer, and relax.
When you say, I just want to find a nice pub, it gives me the same energy of, I needed this. Like when white girls are all together, and they just had a good coffee
but
break.
But it's different, though. Like, the vibes are just different.
It's the way for men. I just want to find a good pub.
Yeah, it's like going to a masseuse or something for women.
I'm too good for dirty old bars. I got to find me an Irish-themed one.
It's different. It's not...
The Irish, or the Celtic drop shot was good.
Yeah.
I do like that a lot. That was very
Which
good.
Is what they called an Irish car bomb.
Yeah, it used to be called an Irish car bomb.
So what is a Celtic drop kick?
It is a thing of Guinness, like a glass of Guinness, and then you drop the Irish cream, a shot of Irish cream, that probably has something else in it.
It was Bailey's, so it's like an alcoholic cream.
Yeah, and you drop that shot into the Guinness, and you have to quickly drink it once you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fun.
It was, and it was good, too.
It's good.
That Guinness has a bite there towards the end.
Yeah,
but
it did. Well, see, the bite hit me at the beginning. It's that frothiness at the end that was pretty, like, I was like, man, this is like ice cream.
That foam top is the best. It goes down smooth.
Oh, and then we had these, they treated me, ladies and gentlemen. They just got two big plates of chicken wings, let me go ham on most of them. I was like, nom, 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 nom.
JB was smashing them, too.
Chicken wings are the best. Bone in is the way to do it. You can't be grossed out. Like, you get more meat. It's way more fun to eat it that way because you could suck the meat off the bone. Mm-hmm. You just pinch down, you go at it. Or I found the better technique. Instead of pinching down, you take the wing and take the little bone off. Like, because if you just crack it in half, you can take the little bone, it just falls off. Mm-hmm. Then you suck the meat off that big bone. Oh, so good. There's even advanced techniques where you can take the marrow off the top and chew it and eat it.
Yeah.
And then you can even get crazier by snapping the bone in half and eating the marrow inside the bone.
Yeah, that's kind of what Obi does.
It is what dogs do.
We got some wings from Wingstop, and Caitlin left them because she was eating them up in our room.
Mm.
And I was working from home, and I heard a big crunch. I'm like, what the hell? I go in there, and Obi's just chowing down on a bone, fucking ate it.
He's got taste.
Yeah.
Oh, man, buffalo
sauce. Speaking
of
wings.
Yeah.
We've discovered Wingstop.
Yeah, wings. Real quick, though, before we move from the bachelor party. Oh. What do you think of Shazam 2? Because I've seen a lot of hate for this movie, and after seeing it, because I went in, I'm like, man, this movie's going to be boo-boo sauce. Like, it's going to suck. It's getting super bad reviews. When I watched it, I'm like, man, this was just as good as the first one.
So,
I really don't get it.
So when we went in, you were...
I was
expecting
a John Wick 4, which probably is a better movie, but like,
yeah,
I was down. I was like, man, this is going to stink. And then we watched it. I'm like, you know what? I don't understand what anyone's
it's
talking
good.
About.
Yeah, I had a feeling it would be fine, but.
Date night tomorrow. Anyways.
Yeah, Shazam 2 was really good. I mean, not it wasn't amazing, but like it was a good, like,
I don't think the first one was either. I think that's the other thing. It's like, I still think Shazam and Shazam 2 are some of the only good movies out of the DCEU.
Yeah, because they don't take themselves too seriously.
No.
And it's funny. Like,
that's the other thing. The jokes, for the most part, made me laugh. Yeah. I didn't really cringe too hard.
No, it was good. Good time. Go see it.
Yeah, go see it.
Support
it's fun.
Support good movies.
Don't
support Black Adam. Go watch
that was
Shazam
bad.
2. Fuck The Rock. Anyway.
Yeah, my shoulders are in pain right now.
That's the first time I felt my thigh muscle in a very long time.
Oh, your thigh muscle?
Yeah.
I got fat calves and thighs.
It's not like fat, Balda. Like, that's my muscle right here. It feels
I've always
firm.
Had strong legs, but my legs are strong because I hold up my big body all the time.
It's going to be nice. How long do you think it'll be before we get burned out?
I think if we stick to Tuesday and Thursday, we won't. Because it's already part of this now.
You think Sunday's too much?
I think Sunday might be too much. That's why when you're trying to do other days, like, to me, I say do what you want on your own besides Tuesday and Thursday.
Right. Yeah. I'm throwing
if
out.
If we can both keep ourselves on track for Tuesday, Thursday, I really don't think you'll burn out.
I'm just throwing out days in case you wanted to join me. Like, you do not have to join me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
But I might, like, start going whenever I have nothing else to do, and I'd rather go walk 30 minutes than.
But always keep in mind, you have to commit to Tuesday, Thursday. So if you go super hard on Sunday, and you're
any
be in
extra
pain,
days, I wouldn't go super hard.
So night.
Bye.
Can you give me a good yell since this is the last time you're gonna be able to do it?
Before that, follow us on.
I cut plugs.
Why?
Because.
We can, that's like one
bitch,
of our.
They already know. Shut up. Yeah, you won't be able to do that anymore. Yeah, that whole bit. He's on the back door.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that
was night.
I'm tired.
Gets our shoulders a break. Oh, bye. Jesus.